So, you're the one taking over for Nim, eh? Nice to meet ya. My name's Fearon, but most prefer to call me Captain. Nim said she was leaving us in the best hand she knows. Is that true? I'm glad to have you on the team, little one. We've been looking for someone to replace our lockpick. I'm sad to see Nim leave, but I understand that she has a separate journey to take. There's been a hole missing in our pack ever since she left. We all have a bit of extra love to give right now. Everyone has been chomping at the bit to get someone new, to see who is going to be the replacement she sends. But don't worry, you're going to love the rest of them. I know they're thrilled to meet you. But before I let you meet them, I gotta make sure you're a good fit. I don't just let anyone into my pack. We take this adventuring thing very seriously, darling. If you want to join us, that means you're joining my pack. I'll be your alpha, and I expect you to do what I say. I understand that it might be difficult for you considering we're different species, but that's just how hellhounds work. If you're not willing to work within pack dynamics and earn your spot, then there's no point in us going any further. So, are you willing to join a pack, little one? That's great news. I was a little worried for a second there. I understand what a big ask that is of a stranger, but it's the only way I would feel comfortable accepting you. Obviously, it's hard enough to come across adventurers, let alone those willing to join a group permanently, but I find that the ones that do go through with it are definitely worth it. It weeds out all those wishy-washy folks who would have ditched us after the first few months. Seeing your commitment to this makes me feel all giddy inside, darling. Doesn't hurt that you're easy on the eyes, too. Nim really outdid herself when she sent you to me. I think you're going to make the perfect fit for our precious pack. From how you've been acting around me, this is going to be a natural fit for you. You're making a great first impression on your alpha. Are you flustering, little one? How cute. Is it because you know what it takes to join my pack? So Nim kept you in the dark, huh? Yeah, sounds just like her. She did always love to surprise us. I just thought she would have double-checked before sending you. Not that I mind, darling. If you want to join my pack and work with us, then you have to take my knot. It's the only way to secure the bond. By biting your neck and locking my knot inside you, your body will form an instant bond with me that neither of us can break. That's how I know I'll be able to trust you with everything I have from the start. Of course, I would never force you to do this. Everyone who's in my pack is there willingly. Those who want to leave can leave. But that bond will always be there. It will always be something that they can feel. It never goes away, little one. So, my question for you is, does this sound like something you're still interested in? I could see it on your face, little one. You're looking for a place to call home, aren't you? Then let me help you create that safety. Once you're in my pack, you're mine. I'll protect you. I'll fight for you. And probably most importantly, I'll do anything to keep you safe. That's my job as your alpha. Your only job is to be happy and occasionally do the tasks asked of you. But let us not waste any more time. There's only so much sunlight left, and I want to see you how you deserve. Will you undress for me so I can make you mine, little one? What an eager little thing you are. Not hesitating as you strip off your tunic and pants. You travel light. That's something I'll have to change. You deserve to have more than just the clothes on your back, little one. Tastes as sweet as your personality is. I think you're going to fit in just great, little one. I have a feeling you're exactly what's been missing. You're doing so well, darling. Leaning into my warm touch. It feels good to be wanted again, doesn't it? Then why don't you lay down on the ground for me? Let me show you just how badly I need you, little one. Oh, very good. Now there's room for me. Straddling your hips as you lay beneath me, you start to feel just how hard I am for you, little one. Flustering even more, knowing you're the reason I'm so turned on. You can't help that you've started to rub your thighs together. My steady weight on top of you feels so good. Reminds you that this isn't a dream or a fantasy. That's it, little one. You can touch me. I don't mind. In fact, I like how your hands feel roaming all over me. Why don't you keep doing it, darling? Oh. It's okay, little one. It's all right. I know exactly what you need. Why don't I open you up a bit first to make it easier? I thought you might like that. Spread your legs. Very good. It's just my long tongue, darling. That's all. You've got nothing to worry about. Alpha's here. Alpha's going to make sure you're taken care of properly. So tight around my tongue. Only makes me want to be inside you more. Tastes so fucking good. I think I'm gonna need you for dessert too. Oh. I can feel you getting wetter with my spit as you finally start to loosen up. You're feeling good, aren't you? Keep your eyes on me, darling. I don't want you to look away. I want you to know who's fucking you, who's making you feel good. Don't look away from Alpha, little one. I know it's hard, but you can do it. I just can't get enough of how my tongue fills you up, tickling around inside you, stretching you open for my nut. You better not come yet. Wouldn't want to embarrass yourself in front of Alpha right away, would you? Do you think you can take my knot now? I'm so glad we're on the same page, little one. It's going to make this a lot more fun. Listen to that, little one. So wet for me. You opened up so well. Feels good to finally have my cock slip inside you, huh? I know, darling. It feels so good to be filled. You've missed this, haven't you? Been so long since you've last been fucked. It's okay, little one. You're not going to have to deal with dry spells anymore. If you want someone to fuck you, all you have to do is find Alpha. I'll happily give my darling whatever you need. Whether it's a hug or some words of reassurance or even a nod. Whatever you need, you should come to me first. It's my job to take care of you, to protect you. You're mine, little one. The soon-to-be bite mark on your neck will solidify it. Already making me mess up my words, you feel so good. I can't think straight when I'm inside you. That makes you happy, doesn't it? Oh, I bet it does. Just like you like knowing you belong to someone. That there's someone out there who wants you, who needs you, who craves you. You'll always be wanted around here, little one. That's part of being in a pack. If you can't find me, there's bound to be someone else who can help you out. I might consider you mine, but I'm willing to share with others. Everyone in the pact is alphas, and I like to see everyone happy. But I think I'm starting to get soft. Oh, all I want to do is make you feel good. I mean, just look at you. You're a natural, darling. And you want more, don't you? Yeah. Like music to my ears, little one. You're doing such a good job of taking my cock. Feeling it reach deep inside you with every thrust. You can't control the noises you're making. Anyone with an earshot would know exactly what we're doing. Don't worry. The only ones who could possibly hear us this far is the rest of the pack. And I can guarantee you that they don't mind what Alpha does. If anything, they're probably thrilled to hear my sounds mixed with someone new. It means they're getting a new member. It means you're coming back with me. You're mine, little one. Wrap so tightly around my cock like you got a goddamn vice grip on me. You feel too fucking good, darling. Do you know that? You're amazing, the way you're able to handle my cock. It makes you happy to please Alpha, to be a part of the pact, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Means you're going to fit right in. Don't know how you wouldn't. Just look at you. It's going to be like you were always there. You always belong to our pack. To me. You just didn't know it. Oh. You had to find your way to us, didn't you? But you found it. Now you're where you belong. It just feels right. Or maybe I'm confusing the feeling of being right with how well you take me. It doesn't really matter to you. As long as you're feeling good and aren't impaled on my cock, then you're happy, aren't you? Oh, fuck. So good for me, darling. That's it. Keep working those hips of yours. I love how you clench your hold around me, making it even tighter. Don't you worry, little one. I'm not stopping. I'm not going to stop until there's a knot inside your hole and a bite mark on your neck. It looks awfully bare without it, doesn't it? Without a bite mark on your neck, people wouldn't know what group you're a part of. Then they might try to recruit you, and I wouldn't like that. Now that I have you, I really don't want to let you go. And from the sounds you're making, you don't want to go either, do you? Feeling too good being fucked on the ground. It's okay, darling. Alpha knows what you need. Getting closer with every thrust of my hips against you. You cry out in pleasure. It feels so good. It's the only thing on your mind. It's all consuming for you in this pleasure. You know you want to come, but you're not close enough yet. Which doesn't make sense because you've never felt this full. Oh, you've never known pleasure like this. Trying to match my own thrusts. You only end up fucking yourself deeper on my cock. Just how you need it, right? Then you won't mind if I reach between us and start touching you, would you? Oh, yeah. It's okay, darling. I've got you. Just want to make sure that you can come on my knot, that's all. Wouldn't be a good alpha if I didn't make sure you were taken care of too, darling. It would be a shame if you weren't taken care of, wouldn't it? That's why you're pressing firmly against my hand as my cock takes you. My body pinned you to the ground. There's nowhere for you to go. All you can do is squirm and take it, huh? I know. It's a lot for you to handle. You don't have a single thought in your head. Staring blankly up at me. You're trying to keep your composure, but it's so hard. You feel so good. You're getting closer to your orgasm. Every second pushes you just a bit further to the edge as you let out another moan. Any thought of controlling your voice, saving your dignity, is gone out the window. You're enjoying yourself too fucking much. Half is making you feel too good. You don't know what to do with yourself. I guess it doesn't matter when you're so close, does it? Oh, yeah. You're gonna come on my nuts. Once you feel me locked inside you, that's when you have permission to let go. It's not even gonna be hard for you to take it. Adjusting so well to my knot inflating inside you. Starting to stretch your whole out. Oh, fuck. It's okay, little one. It's all right. I've got you. This is normal. Feeling yourself get fuller as my cock gets thicker. The knot forming directly at the base. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. It causes even more pressure to build up inside you, doesn't it? Oh, I know that look. Unable to speak for yourself. My hand continues to stroke you in time with my thrusts. Oh, getting so fucking close, little one. Just a bit more. You just feel so good, I don't want to stop. I want to keep going all night long. Edge you until you're a crying mess. That's no way to treat you on your first night, little one. I'm a nice alpha, so I'll give you the permission you've been so desperate to hear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go, darling. Come with me. I know you want to. You've done such a wonderful job. Yes, you have. You've earned this. You deserve this, little one. So come on. Come on, let go. Come with me. Are you okay, darling? Oh, it's okay. It's just a little blood from the bite wound, that's all. It didn't hurt, did it? That's because of the pleasure from taking the mark. By bonding us together, it almost guarantees an instant orgasm. I just thought it would be more fun if you came by yourself. That wasn't too much for you now, was it? I'm glad, little one. You handled it a lot better than most folks. Not that I expected anything less from the best person Nim knows. She was absolutely right about you. You're going to fit right in. Welcome to the pack, little one.